know, but the question is, if you have a different tank and a different vehicle stand there with his, you know, tying work on us,
won't be the same about the Bronco, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think there are more than I'm, yeah. I don't know whether you have to look aside. If you're looking for a sitter, you know, by definition, you're not looking into the so there are more describing a case where we are saying the Bach was well pet. So the Tehillah Yelna, the Teretz they suggest, a very interesting Teretz. If you take a look, we actually, I think, learned to take a look in the Rosh, back in Siman Aleph. So by Kriyas HaMegillah, Omei V'Yoshev Yotza. So by Kriyas HaMegillah, a person can either sit or stand. Tana Masha Ein Kein V'Torah. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, so you don't have the option of sitting. U'minolon, Dikoy V'Torah Tzach Liyos Omeid, how do we know that? Omei V'Yavo Omei Kroa V'Ato Po Amodi Modi. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you stand alongside me. Kaviyachu, we're both going to be standing. V'afilu lismach osu g'disiv yisham. You're not even supposed to lean. V'bshmur v'yitzchak g'disiv yisham. V'bshmur v'yitzchak olu v'knishna. He came into Shul. Chazal Echad Ba'anash, he saw one person, the Targum, he was being Metargum, V'somech Lo'omer, and he was leaning on the Omer. Amalei Osel Lecha. Right, so not only the Balkorei, but the Metargumen as well, right? Not only can't the Balkorei sit, but even the Metargumen cannot sit or lean. And Moshe Rabbeinu is acting as the Metargumen in Matan Torah. So Amalei Osalacha, why? Kishem Shinitna Be'ema, Kacha Nutzucha Ninogba Be'ema. The same way when Torah was given, there was a sense of awe, and certainly in the presence of someone for whom you feel awe, so you're not casual and don't lean against something. So Kacha Nutzucha Ninogba Be'ema. So what do you see here? You see here that Kriyas HaTorah has to duplicate the Ema, which was present at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, of Maamon HaSinai. And this not only governs how the Balkorei is supposed to be acting, but it governs the Metargumen as well. That the Metargumen is also supposed to be acting, again, in a way that Kishem Shenitna. So then based on this, so the Tehillah Yonah has an interesting idea and says that Eino Chanami Mitzad Torah Shebal Peh, so there would be no Issa, right? When we might have said this, so we read Unkos. There's no Issa to read Unkos anymore for us because of the Eis Lassos. So we read Unkos. We don't know it by heart, so we read Unkos Mitoch Aksav. But to do it B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah, what you do B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah has to be Kishem Shenitna. So the same way, because of Kishem Shenitna, so there has to be Eimo, and you can't lean. So too, Kishem Shenitna, so the Targum is Baal Peh. So too, the Targum has to be Baal Peh. And that's why the Rambam still has this din. Again, as the Mishnah has it, you know, despite the fact that we have the heter of Zvarim Shebal Peh because of Eis Lassos that we learned Mitoch Aksav, but that heter won't help us when it comes to when it comes to the Targum, the Sanskrit Satara, because of the din of Kishem Sinitma. Question.
What's the question?
I don't know that it does. Okay. Ubinavi Shlosha. Right, the mission says the Balkore, the Maftir, the Balmaftir can read three psukim consecutively. Even though that then puts the Targum in the position of having to say the Targum of three psukim consecutively, even though that does slightly increase the chances he'll make a mistake, so what? Im yirtzeh v'lo ichbas lan im yirtzeh, it's not the end of the world. V'lo nafka minei hora. Like the same consideration we had at the beginning of the parak, that by Navi you can have two people being the target simultaneously, and we're not worried about the Trey Kale Lo Mishtamoy, because it's not the end of the world if there will be a mistake. We don't plan it that way, L'chadchila, obviously, but we don't have to take such precautions to avoid it. That's why Tosfa says, again, it's not that we don't, Rashi doesn't mean we don't care. Rashi means that we don't have to take such measures against it happening, because if it happens, not the end of the world. If we know it's likely to happen, we don't want it to happen. That's why Tosa says, "Ubenavi shlosha, ba'achshav einanu makri lemetorim, and afilu benavi alafasegecho shalo yovel litos." Rak says Tosa, "Then minig was that betchilas haftora onu makri and gimel lemetorim, and lahodia kichein hadin ilod ha'chayishin sheyita." So on those few occasions, which the next Tosfos we'll discuss, we'll see in a minute, we know that. On those few occasions when they did say Targum for Haftorah, so they would basically be Metargum Pasuk, because again, I guess there was a greater likelihood of mistake, so then even by Novi you're going to do it. And only initially would they read three Psukim, and then be Metargum three as a whole, just that That the din should not be lost.
They were targeting to Aramaic.
Yeah. That's what the next. We already had it back in Chaf Gimel and Bay, the top Tosas. They weren't targeting all the time, and then we're off to see it again here in the next Tosas in Chaf Del. The top Tosas in Chaf Gimel and Bay says that Loshana al b'makom shein metargmin va'alze anu somchin shein anu metargmin haftaras shebechol yimos hashana. They didn't do it regularly, but the next Tosas we'll see in a minute, we know that they did on some of the Yom Tovah. It was not their language. Right, so we're actually going to deal with that in a second, we know that. Maybe let's just see the next line in the Mishnah on which Tosas comments. Hayu shloshtan shalosh parshios. What happens? The Gemara illustrates this with psukim from Sefer Yeshayahu. If you have three consecutive psukim, which belong to three consecutive parshios, right? The first one is the last pasuk of a parsha. Then you have a one pasuk parsha, and then the third one is the first pasuk of yet a third parsha. So then koren echad echad. Why? Because we don't want to be metargame. Excuse me, we don't want to read it in such a way that we distort the fact that there's a self parsha. That's why, well, let's see the Tosus. Well, we'll see that from Tosus, you see, the Tosus thinks this din applies even to two parshios, that you couldn't even have the Balkore have a run on where he reads two psukim which belong to two different parshios. Take a look at Tosus. Kashya. Al mashanu matagmin vayomi Yoshua elaom his kadoshu V'yesham gimel psukim ad ba'esahi, u'makrin osam ha'metargem shloshen b'yachad, v'afal pi sheyesh parsha b'sof shnei psukim. Tosa says that they used to be read three psukim in a row. The first two psukim were the last psukim of one parsha, and then the third pasuk was the beginning of another parsha. So you see, just from Tosfos's question, which they don't answer, you see that Tosfos held that the Mishnah's din is even shtei parshios, right? Even if in the course of reading three psukim together, you'll be stringing together two different parshios, you can't do it. So why, if that's the case, why did the Mishnah say shalosh parshios? Isn't that misleading? Doesn't it sound like dafke three? So I guess according to Tosfos, what the Mishnah means is like this. Maybe on the contrary, maybe the fact that it's three parshios that are being strung together, there's less chance of being misled by the fact that the Baal Kori is reading them together. I mean, maybe you could forget that between Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel there was a parsha. But you're not going to forget that between Aleph and Beis there was a parsha, and between Beis and Gimel is a parsha. So you'll realize, even though he's reading them together, they're really separate parshios. It won't distort. It won't have the effect of distorting. So maybe you might have thought that three would be better, and therefore what the Mishnah is telling you is that even if the three psukim are three different parshios, even then this din applies, that when you read, you can't string together parshios. You can't string together the parshios, and therefore you have to stop and be metargame in between. Yeah, the Gemara quotes right here. The Gemara's got a quote from Yishayahu Nundes. The Gemara gives an example. Now, v'hoshanu metagamin. So we saw back in this Tosfos of Loshanu and Chavgilim Beis that sometimes they were metagamin, sometimes they weren't. So what was the rule? V'hoshanu metagamin haftarah shal pesach va'atzeres tfei mishayam tovim. So that's what they used to do. They used to say targum on Pesach and Shavuos. The fishahin medavros b'neis hayom kedei lefarsem hanes. V'chein b'matan Torah kedei lefarsem hanes. So basically, I think the thrust of your comment was one of self. So did they? I mean, how many people in shul were conversant with the Aramaic? So if none of them were, so what kind of pirsum hanes did they accomplish by having the targum? If they were, so why not do it all the time? Ezra thought it was a good idea to do it all the time, so Manushah, why didn't they do it all the time?
Maybe just calling attention to it by having...
Right. So maybe, just the fact that you're singling it out, well... Right.
Put that thumb up.
I mean, the mice of that svar, the Gemara says in Megillah, where the end of the second paragraph or something, when it says why a loez is yotze if he hears the Megillah ba'ashuras, even if he doesn't understand the Hebrew, if he hears the Megillah being read in Hebrew, he's yotze. So the Gemara says there will still be pesum menisa. Either he doesn't understand it. No, the excitement, the excitement conveys something even if he can't understand the words. So maybe that's the pshat here as well. Okay, what does the Mishnah say? Medalgin b'navi ve'en medalgin b'torah. The Gemara will flush this out a little bit, but at this point it sounds like that you can skip when reading a Haftarah, but when you lay in the Kriya Satar, you have to lay in consecutively. Now, v'ad kamahu medalek, when you're medalek b'navi, so how much can you be medalek? Ad kadei shelo yifsach ha-meturgman. That you can be golel, again, they're reading the Haftarah from a cloth, so you have to be golel from one place to the other, while the Meturgamah is saying the Targum of, I guess if you want to go a lot, I guess you could have read three Psukim, and then you'll have that much time, you'll buy yourself that much time to be Golel, so that way there's no tircha de tzibur, right? Rashi says it's not covered at tzibur, that the tzibur should have to wait while you're being golel.
That's an answer to the question about
Alamei.
Right? The
Gemara is about to say, right? Yeah, let's see it right away. Hani gemu psukim kenegin me. Ame vasi kenegatoh neviyim uksuvim. Okay. V'lo yikra lemetogim an yosem yiposag echad uvenavi gemu psukim. Vim hoyu shloshton shalosh parshios kore echad echad. Where do you have that example? Kigon kicho ama Hashem chinam imkartem kicho ama Hashem elokim mitzrayim yomer ami barishona v'ato malifo no ama Hashem. The middle posuk there is its own parsha. So there you have a case of three psukim which belong to three different parshios. Okay.
What does that mean? Can I get 203 that each time you read a Torah, you can't hold practice to the 203, but what?
To formulate it, meaning, so somehow the idea is that in Kriyas HaTorah, even though the cycle is only Chamishul Chumshei Torah, but Afal Pichein, we have to sort of acknowledge all the parasha. Even though the mitzvah kriyas haTorah that we have is left from Torah, but we have to acknowledge the other sections of Torah Shebichtav, of Dvar Hashem. I'm sorry? So what's the contrast between Torah and Navi then? The Chlal de Torah, Chlal Lo. Hello, I'm Abai. Lo Kasha Kan Binyanechad Kan B'Shteinyanos. That when we say that you can only be Medalik the Navi, but not the Torah, means from one topic to another. However, within the same topic, then you can be Medalik even by Chumash. I think the Mishnah Berurah quote, so that's the basis for what we do in the Tanis Tzibur, right? So that's when we're Medalik, right? Between Kohen and Levi. So Vayechal and Psalacha is not doesn't follow immediately, but it's Be'inyan Echad.
Is that Medali? I thought that was only within the same separate
aliyah. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't give you in Mishnah Berurah he gives the reason we just said now that it's Inyan Echad. Then I think in the Shara Tzion he says that the Prima Gadim says what you say, that it's not considered Dilug means within an Aliyah. And it's clearly what we're describing here is within an Aliyah, because we're talking about the Metugman. Otherwise, why not say, while it takes the guy time to come up, whoever's getting the next Aliyah, while it takes him time to get up. So the Prima Gadim says, no, you don't need to say that it's Binyan Echad, that from Gavra to Gavra, that's not considered the Dilug. It means within, Dafka within one Aliyah. Dafka within one Aliyah.
So
Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it, though. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. He says, no, that the constraint against being Medaleg is within a Kriya Sator, even from one Ola to the next. What are we concerned? We're concerned if you take a look at Rashi Be'inyan Echad. So Rashi says, Sheshnehen Medabin Medabin Echad Ve'en Kantirat Hadas. That again, we're afraid of, let's say sometimes you hear someone talking, right, and you want to, wait a minute, you changed topics here, you didn't change topics. The thread which goes throughout here, that you're only in the target one pasuk by Chumash, you can do three at a time by Novi. The more makted on the thread, kol elomish tamoy by Chumash, than we are by Novi, is that Chazal went to great length to try to avoid any kind of misunderstanding by Kriya Sator in terms of the Chumash. I think that's what we explained. That's the whole background to the Gzeri Mishav HaNechnos and Gzeri Mishav HaYotzen, which seems kind of far-fetched. And so, no, but the answer is that when you have a Kriya Sator, so it has to be done in the most comprehensible way possible. So as part of that, we say that don't switch topics on people by being medallic. I guess if the Chumash itself does it, I mean, you know, it's not that every parsha Sashavu is only one topic. The Chumash itself does it, so that's not disconcerting. But you skipped. Oh, it must be you skipped because you're really flushing out what you said before. So that could then, that's potential for confusion. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, so we look at the unit of Kriya Santara. And the Prima Gadim says, no, we look at every Ola as a... Since it's Miminyan HaKruim?
Yeah.
In
the master would never get
from. But it's not Miminyan HaKruim. Maybe he'll agree when it's a different Sefer Torah.
No, it doesn't have to be separate.
I think he actually talks about it.
Could be the same Sefer Torah. We usually have the same Sefer Torah. It doesn't have to. I mean, we do take a set of three Sefer
Torahs. You only have one Sefer Torah.
You could have those ones, but did every place always have three Sefer
Torahs? Or it would be an important enough for me if you only had two. Which time should you be going with?
There's no notion of Tefillah
Tzibuah. No, there is. Even when you can be Medaleg, you're only supposed to be Medaleg as far as you can roll during the Metugama. I think maybe he talks about that. I don't know. He's reading as part of the Avodah, so that's
right.
The equivalent of one Ola.
One.
Right, so, no, the Mishnah Berurah is not, he's not saying that there's a contradiction to it, he's just saying that the Mishnah Berurah is not claiming he has a riot on Ola, it's just that it's a Svara, he doesn't see what the logic is, why you would limit it for that. But you're right, the paradigm in the Gemara is we don't really have the case of more than one Ola. Okay, but Hatanya says the Gemara, Rashi explains why Hatanya is benichusa. It's corroborating that Abaye says, "Medalgin v'torah v'inyan echad, u'benavi v'shnein yonin." That's what the extra leniency is by Navi. Kan v'chan b'chdei shel yisro katoraman. And either way, but not at the expense of tircha de tzibur. Tanya idach, ein medalgin minavi l'navi. Ubenavi shall shame also medaleg. Now, you can't be medaleg chveis from Yirmiyo, Yishayo, Yecheskel. You can't be medaleg from one navi to another. However, within Treyos, so you can. Within Treyos, so you can. So why is that? Because the truth is that it's, I mean, to some extent, it's not really an exception to the rule, right? Let's say when we talk about the Chafdal with the Svarim of Tanakh, so we're cheshbening, we're counting Treyosar as one sefer. We're not counting the Treyosar as 12 in that count of 24. So to a certain extent, it's in terms of the sefer, you're still being the Daleg within the sefer. Meaning, even though the Gemara Bava Basra, you know, sort of gives a very pragmatic reason for why they're written together, because since they're so small, we were afraid that otherwise that they would have gotten lost. But that sort of pragmatic consideration notwithstanding, but Lamaisa, they constitute a Moshe has a tshuva. I think he was asked about, can you make a siyum on a Sefer Tanakh? The Rashi says, yeah, you can. If you learn it, be'iyun. So that's also a unit of limud. So, lav dafka masechta or seder mishnayos, but he says, a sefer tanach also. So,
I think there's a tshuva on some of the limud, it's human enough.
That was at the daf yomi. But my friend mentioned that story.
Could be,
yeah. The
boxer.
So
what would be halacha lemaisa according to that tshuva? So on Treyasa, so you could make on Amos, you could make those of us who look in Erev Pesach to make a siyum and horia. So worst comes to worst, makos. So we would want to know whether or not you could be yotze with Micha, so the Gemara gives pragmatic, but whatever the background is, Lamaisa, it's written as a sefer. And again, Vaharaya, our Gemara is not so much a raya. You could say maybe it's an exception to the rule, but just the fact that we talk about Chav Dalet Svar, is an indication. So Tanya Idoch and Medalim Minavi and Navi, Navi Shal Shem Asa Medalim, but virtually Yidaleg, Misof HaSefer, the Tchilasa. Okay, fine.
Going back to the Rosh Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to agree that since he finished the entire reigning for that day, the Parsha, there's no longer confusion or you're not worried anymore, because even though it's within the seven Aliyos, you finished everything, so now you're more free to go somewhere else. For the Mishnah Berurah.
Meaning that it would have the same sort of that it's going to be set the same way. We're not bothered with any maftir. We're not bothered with any second sefer Torah, because we say that clearly stands alone, and no one's going to look to connect it. No one's going to look to link it up. So to here, since it is a maftir, just the fact that we have two maftirs, so it would be the same rationale as for a maftir. Yeah. Okay, Mishnah. A maftir ben Navi, who paris al shmar v'lover l'chnei ha-teva. So the one who gets the haftorah, and is not, therefore, he's not miminyan ha-kruim, so that's the least miyuchas of the aliyahs. So to sort of assuage his feelings, So he's the Val Shachris.
Mom choose the word, that's the look.
That's the way it should have been.
So to assuage him, he's the Baal Shachris. So what does that mean? Does that mean that the Gavoim have things planned out in advance? So Rashi, for whatever reason, says that the din applies to Misha Raga Lahafti Benavi. Taking the Chacham, Misha Yehi Paris Hashma. That only if there's someone who... Whether Rashi is prompted to that, because otherwise how do we necessarily know? How could they have made such a takana when apparently, I guess according to this pshat, the Gavon didn't walk around doing Chazal Sashat of Shachris handing out the cards. It's true they managed without doing that. I don't know, miraculous. But they managed without it. Or maybe Rashi's not prompted by that. Just... person gets mafti by a cry, so then Chazal didn't feel that there was need to assuage. But if he's regular hafti, so that then either way, according to Rashi, the takon is dafke when someone is regular hafti. Who over let nayateva lahotzi etzatziba b'kedusha shel tefila. So here I think we had jumped ahead to discuss that this Rashi. In conjunction with the Tosfos Ein Posen and Ashma, the questions on the Rashi were two. First of all, from the Brisa at the end of Rosh Hashanah that we looked at, so the rationale given for Chazaras Hashatz is Lahotzei Shein of Blocking, not Rashi's consideration. And second of all, even if it's true that there is some other consideration, why is that relevant here? So the simple pshat would just seem to be that maybe, I don't know, I think we mentioned this then also, it's kind of all about this, but maybe it's correct, that ain't no chanami, that ain't no chanami. Just lahotzei et hatzibu v'kedusha shel tefillah, so that wasn't the impetus for having chazaras hashatz. We could have made a hoichi kedusha, and we could have had a kedusha that way. Once there is a Chazaras Hashatz, so then we don't make a Hoichi Kedusha. And then we have Kedusha within Chazaras Hashatz. Now, given that that's the case, so maybe what Rashi is explaining is that the Yichus of being the Baal Tefila is not so much to be Motzi the Ein Hoichi. Maybe that's not the Yichus. Maybe that's not what assuages him. What gives it Chashivus to him is the fact that he's going to be the one who's Motzi as Hatzibur the Kedusha. Okay, so again, so Hamafti b'Navi who poris hashma who over the fanateva, v'hu nosei es kapha. Again, no chiddush here in the nosei es kapha, just but agav the sefer where it's going to be eno nosei es kapha. Now, v'mhoyo katan, what happens if the katan got mafti? So then, Oviv al Rabba, Ofen al Yoda. Okay, so then, when Mechabed, either the father or the Rabbi, as the Baal Shachris. Koton kori b'atora umetarget. Me'ika adin, a koton is allowed to be kori b'atora, and certainly to be metarget. Aval eino poris al shema, ve'eino over lefnei ateva. He can't be poris al shema. He can't be over the native. Why not? Rashi. Katan eino poris al shema. The fishu ba lahotzi rabbi midei chavasan. The chevan shenu mechuyu v'dover matzi acher midei chavasan. Right, both by being poris al shema, that they used to be, the tzibo used to be yotzei, bekas kriya shema shomei kolna. So both that and being the Baal Shachris for the Shemoneh Esrei, for the Chazaras Hashatz, you have to be eligible to be Motzi Rav Yidei Chavasan, and the Katan is not. Okay. So now, l'chora, this, I think we've had occasion to discuss this question. But when you listen to Kriya HaTorah, so how exactly, what is the Chiyuv that we each have, and how are we fulfilling that Chiyuv? Specifically, are we being Yotzei? Let's say when we listen to Megillah, right? So certainly men, everyone has a chiyuv to be reading the Megillah, and when we listen to the Megillah, we're being yotzei shomer ka'onah. But the Balkari is being motzi with shomer ka'onah. And if the Balkari says no, I'm not interested in being motzi people. I don't have kavana lahotzi. So then we're not yotzei. Listening, we're not yotzei with listening per se. We're listening, but we're yotzei with listening based on shomer ka'onah. Now, how is it by Kriyas HaTorah? How is it by Kriyas HaTorah? And just for purposes
Megillah.
Of contrast, by Megillah, let's say for instance Megillah, okay? So the listening is not that the mitzvah is to listen, the mitzvah is to say, but since the Shemeh, to read, since the Shemeh Ka'onah, so it's as if you're reading. The mitzvah is not to listen to Kiddush Friday night, the mitzvah is to make Kiddush Friday night. If you're listening to Kiddush, Shemeh Ka'onah, it's as if you said the Kiddush. Fine. So what's happening by Kriyas HaTorah? So I think we discussed that the Rav used to tell this beautiful story that... where his father was Rav, so there was once a dispute between the Balkorei and the Panasei Ha'ir. I guess we would call it the board of the shul, right? That the Balkorei wanted a raise, and they were split as to whether or not to give it to him. So he threatened as follows. He says that Shabbos when he lands, he's going to be having to motzi only those who are voting for the raise. And those who are opposing the race, he's not gonna. So they can't. So they came in a panic to the Rav's father, and he told them, "No, Kriyas HaTorah doesn't require Shomer Ka'onah. Kriyas HaTorah, the mitzvah is to listen. The mitzvah is that one person reads and everyone else listens. Not listening as qua Shomer Ka'onah, but just listening. That's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is." For one person to listen, for one person to read, and everyone else to listen. See, he can't prevent that. He can't say that you're not listening. Either he's going to lay in or he's not going to lay in. But he can't selectively target that one person is going to be yotzei, the other person is not going to be yotzei.
Okay. Did you read in shofar?
Yeah, in shofar there is shomer ka'onah. So had it been erev Rosh Hashanah, I don't know what the balkari was. That was the balkari.
But if let's say somebody has a
the
about, if he
knows
that the
Baal
would not like to be
Muslim. Rosh Hashanah to Vinks, I had that
possible. Why by Shemek?
Mela on a regular Shabbos. Mela. I think in the some of Chiddush Shesvan, it says that the Pasuk in the Vayakel, I've lost the value of Eish B'chom L'Shosechem B'yom HaShabbos, Eish means the Eish of Machlokas. All week long, people are busy working. No time for Machlokas. Sunday through Friday, people work hard. No time for Machlokas. Shabbos, you have a little time off. So the Tzadis Mazda, watch out. Los Avaru Eish B'chol Meshosechem Yom HaShabbos. Watch out for the Eish of Machlokas at Rosh Hashanah.
Why does Shomei Kavaneh require
Kavaneh? Kavaneh Shomei Mashmir? I don't know, that's what the Gemara tells us, that apparently that connection between the one saying and the one listening, that's what the halacha says, that that connection is forged by the reciprocal kavanas of that I'm having in mind to be yotzei with your kiddush, and you have in mind to be motzi with the kiddush. So over here, so if you say, like the Rav's father says, that there's no inyan of shomer ka'onah by tefillah, so then you understand our Mishnah very well. That's why the Katan Me'ika Adin could lay in. Really, Me'ika Adin, a Katan can lay in. Why? Because he's not being motzi anyone. He's not, right? Again, why can't the Katan serve as the Baal Shachris? If the service of the Baal Shachris, you have to be able to be motzi people to Birkas Kriya Shema. You have to be able to be motzi them with Shema Nesrei. He's an animal Chuyu V'dova. He's an Einam Mechuyah V'dava. So what about with Kriyas HaTorah? Why don't you have the same problem? So the Teretz would be, no. If I Kriyas HaTorah, since it's not with Shomer Ka'onah, all you have to do is ask whether or not the Katan's Kriya is a Kriya. So that, yeah, the Katan's Kriya is a Kriya. And since it's not operating with Shomer Ka'onah, he doesn't have to be a Mechuyah V'dava.
Why would the Katan's Kriya be a sphere it is, the key of it's not the key. What would be the difference between the...
No, because by shofar, it does operate with Shema Kona. We do require Shema Kona. The Rambam says we do have Achi Iskar and Shema Mashmir. So if it's Shema Kona, so then it has to be a Mechuyah V'dova. That's where the Mishnah has the rule. Is talking about by shofar in that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Because basically what it means is that what I do is transferred to you. So if I'm an Ein Mechuyah V'dova, so that's what's transferred to you, and that's inferior, given that you're a Mechuyah V'dova. When you're listening, not the Torah Shomer Kona, so then it's your own listening. It's not what I'm doing is transferred to you. It's what you did directly. So when the Shmiah is the Torah Shomer Kona, so your Shmiah can't be better than my Aniyah. If I'm an Ein Mechuyah V'dova, So then that's...
Doesn't the Rambam Paschim mean that by Kishov the Mitzvah is Shmiya? Just like by Kriya Satorah the Mitzvah.
Right, that's what the Rav used to say all the time. So why do you need Shemei Ka'ona if the Mitzvah is Shmiya? If the Rambam says that the Matbea Bochit L'shmoa Kol Shofa and that Ein B'Kol Din Gezel, and that's why there's no Mitzvah Avah B'Aveira, so he used to say that... The kiyum is shmiya, but you still need a ma'aseh tekiyah, and that's why you still need shomei ka'ona, and then it still has to be a mechuyah v'dava.
May I just unrelated there, but perhaps Dr. Belazon's question, maybe the way it works in regular shomei ka'ona is that it's not that when someone listens, it's as if they're saying, it's not shomei ka'omer, it's shomei ka'ona, it's as if the person who's listening is acknowledging. Right, he's answering, and on the principle of maybe on the principle of shtika toda. In other words, if you address me and I'm quiet, or I listen and I don't say anything, I admit. So, in the same way, this is obviously vague, but maybe the same way shomea ka'ona works is that the person who's answering needs to be, there has to be an interaction. In other words, the person who's talking needs to address the person who's answering, and the person who's answering needs to hear what the person who's addressing him is, and by having the kavanah to be motzi, that means I'm addressing all of these people, and when they listen, they're accepting what's being said, and by accepting, they're acknowledging, but not necessarily the shomea keomer, that if I hear, it's as if I said, it's just that I acknowledge, and then I'm Yosei, but that's why the kavana of the speaker and the kavana of the listener is what creates the interaction that creates acknowledgement.
But maybe I didn't follow it fully. But it helps not just for a mitzvah. Meaning Shemei Ka'onah, but Shemei Ka'onah doesn't mean, well, the mitzvah isn't necessarily to say Kiddush, but to acknowledge Kiddush because of a Haraya. Shemei Ka'onah works even for a mitzvah's Kriya. Meaning by Megillah, it's a mitzvah's Kriya.
But
so there, clearly, what it means is that
the mitzvah would be to read the Megillah, but acknowledging the reading of the Megillah is as good as reading the Megillah.
You can say the same thing there. It is a question whether Shomer Ka'onah, you're entirely right, there is a question. It's a machlokes Rishonim in Sukkah and in Brochos, whether or not Shomer Ka'onah would constitute a hefsek. Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokes in Shulah HaGozel, if you're stuck, if you didn't finish your Shemoneh Esrei, when the Shat gets up to Kedusha. So Rashi says you stop and listen to Kedusha and you Yotzei Shomer Ka'onah. And Tosfos says, no, that's the last thing you want to do. If you're being Yotzei Shomer Ka'onah, then it's a hefsek. Then it's as if you're answering in the middle. So I think that the standard, that the conventional understanding is that Rashi says Shomer Ka'onah means you Yotzei. But you Yotzei Shomer Ka'onah. In which case, so then
so
maybe
right,
you could
okay.
say,
so that work
maybe
Rashi,
you could say you are special within Rashi. According to Tosfos, then
no.
Actually a hefsek.
Then you said something.
Right.
As if you said something.
Right. Then it's
that, no, that's
really
perfect. Right.
So
that would work within Rashi.
do have to hear every word.
And if you don't hear every word, it's not as if you have to go back to the beginning or to...
We don't go back to the beginning because there's no way of doing it by Megillah, so we tell people, since you can have Mikhtasa Balpeh, so that's why, you know, we're reminded, you know, if you miss a word, so quickly say it Balpeh, even if you don't have a Megillah in front of you, because you can say it Balpeh, you can do it via Chidus, so you can fill it in. By Kriyas HaTorah, then this week we're supposed to hear Parshas Behar, and let's assume Kriyas HaTorah Zachor HaZiyachid, as Rav Chaim assumed. So we're supposed to hear Parshas Behar in its entirety. Over the course of this year, we're supposed to hear Chamish Chumshei Torah in their entirety. So we are supposed to hear every word. The only thing is, if you miss a word, so what are you going to do? You can't be Matriach L'Hol Tzibor, because I missed a word. I can't be Matriach L'Hol Tzibor, have the Bal Korei repeat. I can't say it Bal Peh. I can't do it B'Yachidus, so it's Fafalon. But I think every word... Let's say on Sheni v'Chamishi, I think what you're saying is true. On Sheni v'Chamishi, the Kriyas HaTorah consists of more than 10 psukim. So Mistama, as long as you heard minimum of 3 psukim from each Ola and a total of 10, so there, Lav Dafka, that if you miss the word, it's not the end of the world. But not on the Sheni v'Chamishi, not Shabbos de Mincha. I think we are not good on every word. Right, for the Shnei Mikra ve'echad ve'echad ha'ayim.
I'm
still
cheating a little bit on the...
Mishnah Bir, I think, Mishnah Bir does comment on that. I guess the assumption is that you can... That you're reading and listening simultaneously. Reading and listening simultaneously.
Go back to the previous mission of Yira and Ema and Yira.
I'm